City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
For the next half hour, we're going to be having a look at some local music. John Gibbons is back. Morning to you, Gibbo.
Good morning.
We've also got Paris Harding, a.k.a. Suede Brown. Morning to you, Paris.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No problems. And Paris is involved in Lymph this weekend. Hey, this show isn't just thrown together. Now, Doctor and the Medics last week was scheduled to be the first song. Now, every week, I don't know whether you noticed, but we have a local artist
who
starts. And I said to you last week or the week before, I said, I'm sure Doctor and the Medic isn't from Liverpool. But I've Googled it, and apparently it is. He is. Clive Jackson, who's the Doctor, is from Knotty Ash.
Is that right?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So whoever does our music scheduling, very clever. That was a local link to start it off.
Him and Ken Dodd.
That's why it was on first. Right, we're going to talk about Lymph an awful lot over the next half hour and showcase some other bands as well. Let's start off with you, Paris. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be playing over at the Lymph this weekend. I've got a few sets Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Today we're going to be opening up with the Philharmonic Orchestra. So that'll be quite interesting to see how that pans out.
That's great, that, isn't it? Pete Price is presenting that, actually. Pete's introducing Paris and the Philharmonic Orchestra.
I'm not quite sure how that's happening.
What an eclectic mix of different cultures all sort of coming together there.
Yeah, only at the Lymph.
Absolutely brilliant. It's a great idea. So how were you sort of mixing with the Philharmonic there?
Well, with the other acts, I think the more performances, they'll be kind of getting up and singing and things, and it's not straightforward, but it's more traditional how you would kind of collaborate with an orchestra. What I've got is a set around 15 minutes where we haven't done much rehearsing, actually, where I'll just be playing along a few songs, you know, adding layers and samples and things like that, and Katie from the orchestra has put a piece together to play over that, so...
Yeah.
It's a bit of a collaboration, really, just a bit of like a live jam session.
It's amazing. Have you seen it at the Albert Hall? I'm sure I've seen something on telly. Who was that DJ who did it with the London Philharmonic?
I can't remember. Yeah.
I'll Google that in a minute. Have you seen that? Because there's an amazing thing at the Albert Hall where one of the top DJs, I can't remember, it was Judge Jules or someone, you know, in collaboration. Yeah. But it really works, doesn't it?
It works really well. And I think that's something that orchestras are getting really good at in terms of a side project is showcasing crossover appeal. And I think if you can, because the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra are one of the best orchestras in the world, the sort of Premier League, if you like, in terms of the whole world orchestrally, and so they want to get people down, they want to get people involved and show how talented they are, and so I think things like this are really good in terms of, because I don't really like crossover when it's stuff like Il Divo, when it's like, you know, just really dumbed down. I prefer it when you see the really talented people and they kind of try and do things to show their talents and to get kind of new people and young people interested in kind of classical music, if you like. So I think the stuff like this is great, and you know, I can't wait to see it tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be really exciting. I mean, we've done one rehearsal session so far. I was away last
Is that
week,
all
so.
It takes, Paris?
Well, no. It's a bit on the fly. I was hoping for a few more, but to see the level of kind of musicality of some of these young as 12 in there, it was amazing, really.
Yeah, it probably inspires the orchestra as well. I found it, actually. It was Pete Tong. I saw this on telly. This was incredible. You should have a look at it. Maybe have a look at this before
I
you
will.
Go on stage.
Get a few tips.
So Pete Tong with the London Philharmonic at the Royal Albert Hall, and I'm sure they did Last Night of the Proms or something, but it was based on a musical homage to Ibiza at the same time as well.
But it just shows how versatile an orchestra can be. People think about, you know, an orchestra playing Handel or whatever, but orchestras use for film scores and things like that, aren't they? And you can play all sorts of different things, and so to get involved with guys like Paris just shows kind of other levels, really. And so I'm really looking forward to it tonight. And you can take a picnic and get on the Prosecco and all that, can't you? And pretend you're all cultured.
It's properly one of those where you can change your persona completely.
Oh, definitely. I love it, yeah.
Paris is going to turn up in a cravat and all sorts going on there. Is this the first time you've done this, a collaboration with an orchestra?
Yeah, first time, very first time.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, our music or the music I'll be playing compared to what they usually do is so far apart, but... You know, it works. From what I've heard so far, it worked really well.
Okay. Just tell us a bit about yourself. So where are you from, the city?
I'm from Liverpool, from Toxteth.
And how did you get your break into to DJing?
I started off producing when I was around 15, 16. I've been plugging away with it, really. I took a few years off that just to kind of get out there and see how music works and how songs work and with crowds. Got picked up a few residencies and it snowballed from there, really.
Went on, but you got a bit of music in your family, haven't you? I've just had a look at your biography here. Your mum's a bit of an influence on you.
Mum's always playing tunes around the house, always has been.
Most singing?
Yeah, giving it a go.
Oh, mum.
Was he your uncle who was in a band?
Yeah, my
band
uncle Alan, he was in The Chance a few years ago. And they had a pretty good track record.
Yeah,
pretty good track record. In the blood.
Well, it is. You know, sometimes it's quite a bold move, isn't it? To sort of put all your eggs in one basket and go, I'm going to go for a musical career.
Yeah.
So fair play to you. You've seen lots of people in here who are still doing the job as well as the music.
Well, it's good that you got to kind of the DJ as well. So, Powers is kind of multi-layered, if you like, in terms of what he can do. And so,
covered a few angles.
Exactly.
Multi-layered.
A few DJ gigs to pay the bills and things like that, and then kind of concentrate on what you want to do. But
that's the one.
People are kind of raving to me about Powers at the moment. Mm. I got in touch with Yao, who programmed Lymph, and said, oh, we'd love to get someone on the Friday, someone kind of really kind of young and exciting, because this is what the show's about. And he was just raving about Powers to me, and I didn't know too much about him, to be honest. But then the songs, I don't know if presumably we're going to play.
We've got
a song,
one here, yeah.
Yeah, but the couple of songs played over, just kind of blown away, and it's quite different to kind of what people would associate with Liverpool music, I suppose. Mm. But that's a good thing, because you know it shows kind of how diverse it is out there at the moment.
Where are you mostly gigging at the moment? Is it all over the UK or?
I've done a few bits recently down in London with Red Bull. Did the Culture Clash a couple of weeks ago, which was at the O2, which was a amazing experience.
Whole O2, was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A bit daunting, the size of the crowd, but it'll prep me for today.
Well, it was literally just you in front of the whole
the Culture Clash. It happens every year. It's pretty well known now, but I did a warm-up set for that. So I was hoping to only have a couple of people in there, but a few turned up early, so caught me by surprise.
It's nothing in comparison with DJing with Pete Price.
Honestly. Wait till you see the crowd he pulls.
You'll be asking for a 20,000 O2 arena. Where's tomorrow night and the night after?
Tomorrow is Laces Outstage.
Yeah.
Sunday is the Summer Jam Silent Disco.
Right. And are they all quite long sets or short sets? Or
Up to an hour. Today's are pretty short, 15, 20 minutes, and the other two are an hour each.
Right. Do you ever sort of do a set and sort of get carried away with it and actually want to continue, but actually you've got someone on after you, and essentially it's sort of get off Paris?
Most of the time, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it takes a few minutes to warm up by the end, though. You're like, yeah, one more song, one more.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
We've got Paris Harding, who is Suede Brown, that's the stage name, Liverpool DJ and producer, and of course John Gibbons, as always. Lymph this weekend. Boys, what are you both looking forward to, externally by yourself as well? Are there other artists you're going to watch, Paris?
Well, I'm looking forward to the most, really, the Laces Outstage. I mean, they've got a few really good DJs, local and national, who experiment with their...
Go on, give a promotion to a couple of
Shorty
names.
Shorty Blitz is one I'm looking forward to going to see. He dances in a lot of similar genres to what I'm doing, but it'd be good to kind of knock heads with No Faking and Cert One and the likes of guys that I already know from the area.
Shorty Blitz. I like
name,
that.
It's
not quite as cool as sort of, I'm Suede Brown. No, I'm Shorty Blitz. It's like you should be in Peaky Blinders.
Different personalities, though. Different personalities coming through.
What about you, Gibbo?
I mean, I love the fill on a Friday night. It's a really kind of just nice event in the calendar. And now know a bit more about what's going on, because it's been a bit, I wouldn't say closely guarded, but it's been a little bit like that. So I'm really looking forward to the fill tonight. I think the Wombats will be ace. I think it'll be a really good kind of big sing-along in the park. A lot of people down there, which would be really good. And then what I really like the bandstand. The bandstand's a really nice little cool area to sit back. It's, you know, you watch from the other side of the stream, and you can watch it on the hill, and it's lovely. And it's the guys from Melatonin who program most of it, and they always put a really good set together. And there's a few really good artists I like, and a couple have been on. Actually, Rob Vincent's playing on the Sunday at about I think it's about 10 to 3. I think he's playing, and there's a few really good. And it's just a nice place to kind of watch acoustic artists in the sunshine, because it is going to be sunny, isn't it?
Is it? I'm looking at that.
It's threatening to.
I mean, looking forward to seeing Clean Cooking again. They're one of my favourite Liverpool bands at the moment as well. They played down at the Pierhead, the event down there, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing them again.
Craig Charles,
yeah, well,
DJ.
Is
that interesting? Have you seen him?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I saw him a couple of years ago. Magnet.
Is it a bit of an experience?
A little bit.
I don't think he'll bring his magnet game necessarily to the park. I think he'll be he'll be more sedate.
And of course, our wonderful friend Natalie McCall.
She's playing as well.
There's plenty on there. I mean, some top names actually headline it. You mentioned the Wombats, Sigma, Wretch, 3-2, Leanne Le Havas, who else have we got there? Miss Dynamite.
Yeah, me and Paris were chatting in the green room before and saying how well they do every year to put on this festival for free. Mm. And I was saying last year I had family staying from Nottingham and I said, oh, we'll go down to the Parkside, you know, these bands are playing and they couldn't believe it. You know, they were like, what, Basement Jacks are playing in the park for free? You know, she couldn't believe it. And so we're very lucky to have Lymph, both from a music fan point of view, but also from musician point of view. I'm not actually playing this year, but I've played pretty much every one. I think one year it was even busier than Paris's, you know what I mean? Like kind of all over the place. And it's given a huge boost for Liverpool artists and Liverpool musicians who maybe were pretty ignored in the past by large scale events in Liverpool that I won't necessarily name, and now, you know, it's something that Liverpool artists can aspire to, especially with the Lymph Academy, which they've set up, which works all year round. And I think it's something that Paris has come through that works all year round, developing artists and helping you, and then obviously at the end of it giving this great showcase at Lymph. So it's brilliant for music fans, it's brilliant for musicians, and as I say, we're very lucky to have it.
Any bands out there? Did you hear Gibbo's calling card there? I'm not actually playing this year. You got any room for a trumpeter?
Always.
In your act?
Always.
He's with an orchestra. He could do with a trumpeter.
I'm sure they've got their own trumpet.
Okay, let's play your track anyway. How many tracks have you released so far?
So far, officially, all this year, there's been Tonight's kind of been the biggest one. Before that was Goddess, and then before that, the first one to kind of launch everything was Nightcall. I've got them all on my SoundCloud, which is SoundCloud at Sway Brown.
Right.
You want to check that
out.
We'll
put that on a link on our social media. And we're all right to put this song on as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so this is Suede Brown, and it's Tonight. Is it about anything, or...?
Well, the lyric... It's a long story how it came across, actually. I went down to Rebel Studio, and we kind of had samples already put in there. We decided to take those out, and managed to have this Lauren Faith vocal already from Shadow Child, so it managed to fit the key and the tempo, and it just kind of like fate, if you know what I mean.
We'll be right back. Suede Brown tonight. Absolutely brilliant. Quite infectious, really. So it's one of the. If that went on for half an hour, you'd be quite happy, wouldn't you?
It's maybe want to go out of it.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Me and Paz are going to go find the bar.
I feel like you should have a gin and tonic with a bit of mint in the top of it. It's quite a sophisticated tune, isn't it?
No Prosecco.
No, it's very nice indeed. And very different to actually what you're going to be doing tonight, isn't it? That one isn't going to be tonight. So Lymph for the next 3 days, and you'll be able to catch Suede Brown, obviously, tonight. Main stage, how does it work? Are you sort of alongside the film?
I have no idea.
You're right.
I've got to go and
because you're not practicing with them yet.
I know we'll share the stage, but I don't know how it's going to set up. But that will be fine.
Yeah. God, ultimate confidence from the man. I was sort of thinking while that was playing out how difficult that is to become a DJ and to sort of get those ideas of how you DJ and put slot different things into place.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it. You know what I mean? When I've written songs, you can get an idea in your head and play some chords on a guitar and sing along. And that's kind of as far as I've got. But that's so multi-layered and... I mean, I don't know. Maybe you tell us how you do it, Paris, in terms of where the ideas come from and how you transmit that into that music, because there seems to be quite a lot of stages.
Yeah, I think it all just transcends or builds from your traditional left and right, you know, deck one and two. And then the more I was listening to kind of experimental music, I was wanting to try other things, other layers, getting instrumentals and getting a cappellas from different tracks and bringing them in. And it just developed from that, really. So sometimes it will be a case just playing one, mixing two songs into each other. Another time it'll be like, this will work, this a cappella will work, or I might kind of play something live into it. So it's just kind of how and when.
And when you do it live, do you ever make a mistake? Do you ever like throw something in and you think, oh, that sounds awful, but no one's going to know, really.
Yeah, no one knows.
There's so much
going on in this
track.
Just play it off. Just try and be cool, play it off.
Right. Blend it.
Yeah.
Fine. I understand now, because I just thought it was all meant to be perfect, the whole thing. Yeah. So you must have like loads of different compartments in your brain where you're hearing different things working. I mean, it's almost harder than... I always used to moan about doing football commentary where I'd be talking about the match and at the same time I'd have a producer in my ear. But think what's going on in Paris's head when he's like mixing something. How many different things are going through?
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.